It's Monday, February 10th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Data on shadow IoT, not just shadow IT. Extortionware is now a thing, moving beyond ransomware. And Facebook's bug bounty program. This is the Business of Tech. Shadow IT, the trend Jay McBain at Forrester loves to bring up, has some new data. And this time, it's shadow IoT too. 1Password recently conducted a survey of adults who work with an IT department. 64% of respondents report they've created at least one account in the past 12 months that IT department doesn't know about. Security is often an afterthought, with passwords shared between end users informally. Adding to that, Infoblox has research showing that most enterprises had more than 1,000 connected devices to their networks, and about 80% of IT leaders reveal they have identified shadow IoT devices, like wireless access points, on their infrastructure. At least 46% have discovered up to 20 shadow IT devices over the past year, and 29% of organizations saw more than 20. Some good news, companies take the risk very seriously, and 89% at least have some type of policy in place for personal IoT devices connected to their network. So why do we care? Today is Security Day, as you'll see in the next story too, but this highlights the disconnect between users and IT. It starts with education, so users understand the actual business risks that come with devices, and moves on to those policies. Smart organizations are moving to a highly untrusted system, where most users and networks are explicitly untrusted. In many cases, 80% of users can be external to the core systems rather than internal, and the focus becomes protecting the key assets of the business and ensuring that access is only as required and minimal. This can make a significant difference for organizations, but is not the default approach for many. While I grow intensely wary of ransomware stories, Ars Technica has a new piece that highlights a growing trend, the end of no-breach ransomware. From the article, quote, "The belief that no personally identifying information was breached in the ransomware attack is common among victims of ransomware, and that's partially because ransomware operators previously avoided claiming they had access to victims' data in order to maintain the trust required to extract a payment. Cyber insurance has made paying out an attractive option in cases where there's no need for an organization to reveal a breach, so the economics had favored ransomware attackers who provided good customer service and gave, usually believable, assurances that no data had been taken off the victim's networks. Unfortunately, that sort of model is being blown up by the Maze and Our Evil ransomware rings, which have adopted a model of using stolen data as leverage to ensure customers will make a payment. Even in cases where a victim can relatively quickly recover from a ransomware attack, they will still face demands for payment in order to avoid the publication or sale of information stolen by the attackers before the ransomware was triggered." End quote. So why do we care? A colleague of mine once predicted that we would move from ransomware to extortionware, and it appears we've reached that point. Having it covered here in the press was a big standout for me. I've made an argument for companies focusing on collecting as little data as possible for ethical and privacy reasons, and here's an argument for doing it for security ones. The less you have, the less that can be extorted, or you have to explain to customers was lost in a potential breach. From a technical perspective, data encrypted at rest is another solution, and something that should be discussed a whole lot more than it currently is. Rounding out my security day, Wired has a summary of Facebook's bug bounty program. Quoting Wired, "In 2019, Facebook awarded about 2.2 million in bounties to researchers from more than 60 countries, double the 1.1 million the company paid out in 2018. Since it launched in 2011, the program has awarded a more than $9.8 million. The largest award of 2019 was $65,000, up from a high of $50,000 in 2018. For a bug in Facebook's own system that leaked data fragments along with certain niche error messages. Why do we care? When even Facebook has a bug bounty program, you know it's the right move. This has become my new first question to any vendor I'm talking to about their security. What is your bug bounty program? I'm not expecting the answers to be pretty for many. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Today's episode is brought to you by our YouTube channel, with a link in the show notes and at mspradio.com. You can subscribe and get video versions of stories and access to our live streams, as well as episodes of the podcast if you want to share it right away with a colleague. Makes the content even easier to share with someone you think needs to know about a particular story or angle. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech, a security-dominated day in terms of news, hoping tomorrow is a little lighter on that front. I'll see you then.